there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedatum. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to the one and only Ryan Seacrest.
Love the connection to people. I think at the core, what I get excited about, what gets me up in the morning, is connecting with people in an unscripted, unvarnished way. It's getting to say something to them, hear back from them, know that I'm part of the routine. And I look forward to getting on the air. I look forward to it.
In these exciting times, we're looking to the math, the strategy and analytics, and the magic, the creative spark, more than ever. Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
This is fun. We haven't like hung out as a team in a while.
I know. I'm super excited for this.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Very long time.
It's great to see you all again, though. How's everybody been?
Ooh, I don't know. This year's been kind of crazy.
In a good way or a bad way?
I don't know, honestly. I feel like I'm just kind of floating. I don't know. It's been a strain. My birthday's in 2 weeks, and I still feel like I'm stuck in December depression. Yeah.
That's valid.
Yeah.
Because time is still an illusion.
Yeah, it really is,
though. I feel like I keep talking about this. I don't mean to, but like it's May already. I'm not sure exactly when this episode is coming out, but we're recording it in May. And I don't know where the time went. And it just really feels like time's a concept that I don't understand anymore.
But at the same time, it feels like things are like dragging. And then all of a sudden, like 2 years have gone by.
Exactly.
What is happening? And we're all like collectively experiencing that. It's nuts.
Yeah, it's really, really weird.
It really does feel like time is like super expedited this year, though. Like, or maybe not even just this year, but over the last couple of years, it's just like I've blinked and it's 2022. I don't know.
It's really, really weird. Absolutely bizarre. But I'm feeling okay. I feel like I've kind of done this thing where I'm like up and down a lot recently.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm currently on
upswing. I've been feeling that.
But I was that's on a good. Very big.
I saw this meme yesterday that was like, life has its ups and downs. And then it's just a character that's like, wait a second. You guys are having ups?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I feel like I've been like plateauing. Like I've been up and then plateauing, and then it just kind of decides which way it wants to go. So
yeah,
that's where I'm at like right now. I'm like plateauing. So it's like, I really hope it goes up. Because I don't need it to go down. I'm kind of busy.
Yeah. Do you feel like that happens with content? Because I feel like with content creation, that's happened to me a lot recently. Like, I feel like I've hit a plateau and then it's just like nothing's changing and it's really weird.
Yeah. See, and that's how I felt, honestly, for like a couple years or at least like a year. And that's why, like, I feel like this year I made a lot of big changes and I'm not really making content lately. And I feel okay with that. I feel very like at peace. Mm. And it's been like really good for my mental health. And like, I kind of, you know, started to think maybe I just am not meant for content creation.
Oh,
maybe
my God.
I'm just like meant to just like consume everything that other people do. And maybe I don't need to do that.
That's
myself.
So funny. I literally had that conversation with one of my friends like a couple of days ago.
Really?
Like, I don't know if I'm cut out to be a streamer. Like, it's so, I really don't think that people, myself included, understand what it entails long term. Like, I've been doing it since 2016, 6 years, and I'm like, I also know, like, with all the world stuff going on, I saw something circulating recently called social media fatigue. Everybody is just collectively hitting a social media fatigue because it's all we had for a couple of years, you know.
Yeah.
And I like, on top of that, and then all of like analytics are starting to go down because everyone, like, the pandemic feels like it's over. It's summertime, at least in the northern hemisphere, and everything just feels like it's tanking. I've also been like, I don't know, am I like self-sabotaging? I've been putting a lot of boundaries in place, and I feel like if I don't be the, hey everyone, welcome to my stream, I'm your best friend, I love you all, then nobody wants to, like, I've shattered that illusion because it's gotten really toxic and parasocial for me, and then everything just like disappeared from me, and I'm like, I can't have, I don't know, can't have boundaries or else I'm unapproachable. And like, I don't know, it's been a lot. I've been struggling with a lot about being a content creator. And I mean, I've even been considering like maybe I should be doing behind the scenes, like production style stuff or like coaching or whatever. Like,
and if you do that, that's totally fine. That's like, that's a choice that it took me a very long time to come to. And I just thought like, this is what I'm supposed to be doing, is like hosting and content and stuff like that. And I just like, and I don't even know why, like, you know, I can't even like a lot, I feel like a lot of other people have a more clear defined vision of like, here's why I got into content. I'm like, I couldn't tell you. I honestly don't know what drove me. And that's why I kind of lost my drive at the end there, and which is fine. Cause now I'm like, I just have no desire to, I just want to like experience things myself and consume other people's content. And I just feel like I don't need to be putting anything out there. And it was really difficult to like make that decision for a while because it felt like giving up.
Yeah.
It felt like I had failed. It felt like giving up. And I was like, I don't give up. I don't quit. That's not what I do. But it's a change. It's a new season in my life. And I have a different, I don't know, I have different motivations than I did even 6 months ago. But it's working for me for now. And who knows what the future will hold.
I'm trying to find more balance between like Twitch and other platforms, because I have a lot of fun with other platforms. But Twitch, I just feel like drains my battery.
Yes.
Very quickly.
Is it because it's live?
It is because it's live. And then often I catch myself like there's so many life things that I need to do that I am so backed up on. Like,
I think
like, if I didn't like have to do this thing at this particular time, like, then maybe I could like have some free time here to I don't know, just do life things. Like, my poor like UPS box has been like clogged up for like 2 weeks now. But like, it's not open on the weekends. Like, I can only go during like business hours. Within business hours I am streaming. And then it's like, then like when it comes to like creating TikTok and stuff like that, then I get like really tired. And it's like, it's kind of hard, like, with a balancing schedule with Twitch, because it's just like, I want to explore other things. Mm-hmm. But I know that it's hard enough getting support on Twitch regardless. Cause I kind of feel the same, like, with Hey Shady Lady, like, but my kind of concept of going into shading, I've been very, very parasocial. So it's just like, hey, this is a line, no one will cross it. There are some of my IRL friends who are in my stream, and like, people have tried to push the boundaries on them, and I'm like, nope, now you have to deal with me. Mm-hmm. So like, I'm trying to ease up a little bit to realize maybe like not everyone around me is like, not necessarily a threat, but like, it's okay to ease up a little bit, but like still hold my boundaries of just like, hey, like, just know like we're not going to be like probably besties.
Yeah.
Like I take the title of like you being my friend very seriously, especially because like with the internet, I don't know. There's still, I grew up in the 90s. So like the internet is still a scary place.
Stranger
that's
danger.
Valid, though. I feel like a lot of the time we didn't, like when we were growing up on the internet, we were like, you know, don't tell anyone any information about you.
Yeah.
Don't get too close to anybody because you never know what their motives are and you don't know who they are. And it's so weird now because it's not like that. And people, more young people on the, there are youths on the internet who are like just happily telling everybody every last detail about
of their lives. I'm like,
but
how do we do this?
But at the same time, it's like we do the same thing with like, if you ever get in an Uber, you're just getting in the car of a complete stranger
that you met on the internet.
And it's like, that's just how our culture is, you know? So how do you know? It's like, how do you know which internet people are the bad ones that you can't trust and which ones are the good ones? You know, we can't just anymore be like, don't talk to strangers on the internet. That rule doesn't work anymore because there are so many exceptions now. Yeah. So,
especially as content creators, it's our job to be intimate with our following and let them feel like they're our best friend. And then the lines are blurred and it gets messy and it's very stressful. That's been the stressful part for me. It's just like, and the like, over-socializing.
And you should have those like boundaries.
That part.
And it's, you know, it's tough when you have maybe some people who are friends and then some people who are viewers both in your chat at the same time. Mm-hmm. And the friends are talking to you one way because they're friends, but the rest of the viewers don't really have that nuance. They don't really have that backstory of the fact that you maybe go way back with this friend. And then they kind of pick up and they start kind of treating you that way. And then it turns into like chat roasting you. And it's like, wait a minute, why is it funny to insult me? When did this become how we talk to each other? It's like all a joke.
The struggle for is like I'll have real life friends or my coworkers from like the part-time job I had or people who have known me for 15 years or my sister come in, and then all of a sudden chat is no longer this anonymous force from the internet. It's my little sister, you know what I mean? So then it's like I feel like I need to change how I'm not really need to, but I naturally change how I'm talking since it's, you know, it's just so blurry and messy and it's new. None of us have done this before and we're all watching each other do it. And everyone starts to try to emulate what other people are doing, which pushes us even further out of our boundaries. It's so...
Content creation's weird.
Yeah.
It's very weird and it's very new and it's still growing. Because I know like when we had Pleasantly Twisted on, we were talking about boundaries. We were talking about like how to set those things, but especially like I know for me, like the people who come into like my stream, they're like people are just like, oh my god, is that your boyfriend? And I'm like, no, please stop parsing into my personal life. Like it's very weird. And it's like that's not, if I have something to say publicly, I will say it. But I don't, so don't push the matter. But then then that sounds like me, and then like I don't care. It's not that I don't care, it's just like you don't have access to that part of my personal life, so stay out of it.
But
then it's like, oh, then we're not friends, and it's like I have to leave, like, you know, screw you. And I'm like, all right, well, 10 more people
it's
will
really
replace you,
tough
I guess.
Because I also feel like at least with all four of us, I feel like a lot of us started with content creation a few years ago, so when we started, I don't know about all of you, but I definitely found it really, really hard to set boundaries when I first started because it was very new and there weren't that many people for me to look at and be like, okay, I'm going to use this person as an example. So when I started streaming, I did not set boundaries. Mm. I didn't really stream as myself in the way that I do now and the way that I would have wanted to, because I was too afraid of not being appealing to people. So I kind of like muted myself a lot, if you know what I mean. I even hid my accent because my accent is something that I've like always.
I've always been
really. Thank you. I've always been really self-conscious because when I worked in the games industry, I had a bunch of people who made fun of me for my accent. And I think they were trying to do it in like a humorous way. But it was one of those kind of being way, way too familiar with me when they didn't really know me. So they made fun of me for it. And then I started like kind of softening my accent a little bit and I kept doing it and kept doing it. And now I've stopped doing that and I just let my accent kind of come out. But when I first started streaming, I had a really hard time setting boundaries. I had a really, really hard time even reinforcing my own rules that I'd put in place because I don't like conflict and I find it really, really hard to reinforce that. And now I think that makes it harder on us because we're trying to retroactively fix problems that we created in the past by not setting those boundaries, if that makes sense. That's something I really struggle with anyway.
I think as an RA, I grew up as an RA, a resident advisor. So I was in a glorified babysitter for residents at college. And then I became a resident director. So then I babysat the RAs who then babysat the residents. But setting boundaries, I didn't have an issue with that. I know just sometimes I have the ability to set them like very harshly. Okay. So it's like, I think the way that I communicate with my boundaries has gotten better. Cause like, you know, it's just, I think it was just like, you know, like, no, don't do that. Like F off.
Yeah.
Like, not that I owe anybody an explanation to, like, if my boundary is a boundary, that's non-negotiable. But, like, also the delivery of said boundary can be done in a way where it's understandable for both parties.
Yeah.
And it's still a no, because you're still not crossing it. I don't care how I explain it.
I know I can sometimes, when, like, because I hate conflict, I sometimes get really, not aggressive, but, like, I become very, very defensive. So if someone crosses a boundary, I just, like, if it's a bad day for me, I will just blow up. And I don't mean to, but it happens. And like, I know that my mood and whatever I'm going through obviously affects that. Today I had a couple of people who are very nice people, and I don't have a problem with them at all, but I had a bunch of people start backseating me while I was playing a game, and that's a very firm no for me. And normally I would have blown up at them, because I get really annoyed really quickly and I have a really short fuse. But today, because my mood is in a better place and I'm in a better place mentally, I kind of tried to make a joke out of it, but was still very firm. So like, I delivered the reinforcing of my boundary very, very firmly, but I still made it like a, all right, everybody, we're not going to tell me what to do, not in my house, and then move on. And it worked a lot better, because I feel like they understood and then didn't feel like I was calling them out and then didn't feel defensive. I wasn't defensive. And I ended my stream feeling happy instead of after my stream going, oh, I'm really mad that somebody backseated me and made me angry today. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It felt a lot better. It's hard, though.
I'm a very, like, sensitive and very, like,
me too.
Emotional. So, yeah, I used to, like, it was hard for me not to blow up at people who would, you know, backseat or test my boundaries.
Yeah.
And I know, like, for me, like, my delivery, so this is, so, like, communication has come up, like, a lot this past, like, week for me. Like, so somebody said, you know, because of, like, my Twitter, but also because the way I present myself, like, during, like, presentations, or because I just was at PAX East and I held a panel there, that sometimes the way that I come across, like, I will say things and I'll say it with a period at the end of the sentence, and that's it. Like, it's just like, because if I have an opinion on something, it's 10 times out of 10 informed. And it's just like, you know, that can be very intimidating. But I'm like, am I intimidating or are you intimidated?
That's a really good way of looking at it.
And the thing is, it's like, why are you putting that label on the black girl? Because you have no problem communicating with this person who pretty much says the same exact things as me. So what's the issue? So what's the real issue here?
Yeah, you really need to ask yourself that.
Because I'm just like, that's a very nasty crossroads. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, I really need you to reflect on that and then report back to me. I probably won't see your DM for a good month, but yeah, get back to me on that.
I had somebody actually say that they got in trouble for something that I think they had said in someone else's stream or something.
Oh, I thought you meant my stream. I'm like, well, maybe.
No. It was in someone else's. I don't remember whose. And I don't think they even mentioned who, but they said, oh, I got in trouble because blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay, I need you to unpack this, because did you get in trouble or did you get corrected? Because there's two very different things. Like, did you get yelled at or did you just get told that's not right and you need to not do that? There are two very different ways of looking at it. And I think you're looking at it the wrong way. And you really need to ask yourself why, because that's on you.
Self-reflection and empathy.
They didn't like that.
It's a hard skill that a lot of people like to avoid.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah, this is the first episode of the Boss Level podcast that we've done collectively as a team since we launched it back in February, March, earlier in 2022. So it's exciting. We've gone through, I think we've had, what, we're on 9 or 10 episodes. We've had, you know, a good 9 or 10 guests or so on, and had a bunch of great conversations with people. And it's been probably one of my favorite parts of this year, to be honest, because I'm getting to have such interesting conversations that I haven't had access to in the past. And so I feel like it's expanding my mind, and it's putting me on it's truly making me feel like I'm stepping into boss level, because it's making me see things from a different perspective and level me up, whether I intended for it to or not. I don't know. But I'm Hey Shady Lady, and I'm excited to be here and have a conversation with y'all and just see where we are now after, you know, 3-4 months of doing this.
I realize that we probably should have introduced ourselves earlier. Tell them that.
We literally just purely
dove in head first.
Hi, I'm Psyche. You probably have heard me on a few episodes. I don't know. It's weird, right? It didn't even occur to me. I was just like, right, let's talk. Let's get into it.
Hi, I'm Jess. I was also thoroughly unconcerned with, you know, the lack of intros.
And I am Milady Confetti, and yeah, I do. Yeah, I'm also guilty.
We were all just so excited.
Like, it's nice,
yeah,
though.
Yeah.
It's like a catch up, you know, like a little meeting. I don't know. It feels like a book club that hasn't met for several months, and like none of us read the book. But yeah,
me always. Yeah,
meet of the High Council.
High Council. Can we
That's
please
a
call
great
ourselves
way of
that?
Looking at it. I'm not sure I'd agree, but. But yeah, I don't know. I feel like this is a really good opportunity for us to kind of like review not just the podcast so far, but like also where we're all at and how things have felt for the last couple of months, not just in like personal things, but like in content creation. We've already kind of dug into that a little bit, which has been great because it's just really nice to feel like you're not alone.
Yes,
and like there
really
are other
is.
People who get it.
Yeah, one thing I will say that I've been, you know, since knowing that we were going to do this episode with the four of us hosts, that I've been really excited to kind of share with you guys is like, so when Psyche, was that you that did we interviewed Dr. K. Ross?
No, that was Shady.
Shady,
I'm so sorry.
No worries.
I know that,
it's
like,
all blurry.
Long, yeah, there have been so many wonderful episodes and wonderful guests. But anyway, do you remember when Kay said you don't have to play someone else's game?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. That I was not expecting her to drop such a like truth bomb. And that was like right when I was kind of in the middle of like, all right, like I'm not creating content anymore. Am I okay with this? Is this my path? And she said that. I'm like, whoa. Like, I see all these other people doing this amazing content. And that's okay. They are different people than I am. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't have to play their game and they don't have to play my game. You know, so I've like learned and I've leveled up so much just from interviewing these awesome guests. And that just had such a profound impact on me.
Yeah, it's been a lot of cool insight that is just kind of a shift in perspective. I'm getting a lot of really good shifts in perspective because it's not just I spend a lot of time talking to other streamers. And so a lot of these they may stream, but it's not usually their main gig. So they've got a totally different set of experiences and perspective, but it's still circling around the entertainment industry. So it's like, and I've recently had like business coaching for the first time ever. Like I've been receiving coaching myself, and there was my brain stopped. Hold on.
It's one of those things
that happens.
Should we go to a quick break while you collect your
thoughts? Yeah, maybe this is a good time to take a break.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic,
Take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. Oracle.com/strategic.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Currents issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know what? I'm sorry, Shetty. I think I mentioned this the last time we recorded, that my brain keeps just doing this thing where it just goes beep. It just completely shuts down. And I'm just like, I was midway through a sentence on stream earlier, and I just sort of went.
Yeah, I have streamer brain all the time.
Yeah,
I was just
really
like,
bad.
What was I talking about like 5 seconds ago? Oh my God.
Wait a second.
Yeah, what
like
was
my ADHD
part?
Has been like spinning out of control. I really need to get on medication because like I am like wild out here. And I'm like, oh my God. Okay, let's get it together. I'm surprised he's acting nice. I think he's asleep.
I've left my good cats baby. With access to my room. I do not think that's a good idea. I have a very tiny one with me right now. I have a large
I
one
didn't
who
even
is attempted.
See him.
He's so yeah. small. And he's also, he blends into my
background.
I was
going to say, blend into so the like, background too.
He's
yeah.
a little gray kitten, and he's now just rolled over because I've decided to touch his belly. So that's good. Aww. Anyway. Did we are we going to count that as pulling ourselves back in, or do we want to actually officially pull
well,
ourselves
I,
back
maybe
in? I'm talking about our cats.
Please do not give,
please do not give Zuko any more attention that he does not need. Please.
I know Toasty's being quiet. Let's keep it that way.
Well, I don't have a cat, so I'm not allowed to come back from break.
We have to get you a cat.
Yes, that's fair. You can have
I
one
will
of mine.
Send you him. Yeah.
Okay. My dogs will tear him apart.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I don't know. I do have a dogs. Very big cat. I have a very big cat who would probably eat your dog. So
my dogs are like the biggest one is 12 pounds. So
aww, babies.
Know. Well, yeah.
I didn't know dogs like could get over 100 pounds. I had no idea.
Yeah.
Really? I live for
like
big
Great
dogs.
Danes, right?
They're, and like St. Bernards and oh, yeah. Like so, like Belgian Shavurans, like some breeds of shepherds and stuff. Yeah, it depends.
I said, get a job.
With the dog?
Yes! Get your rent out, Mike. Go get
rent.
A job. Put it on an application.
That's a lot of food, yeah.
Sorry, Dan.
Some dogs anyway. Do have jobs. Like, they're like dogs in movies, you know?
That's true.
Air Bud, like, never forget.
TSA dogs, like...
True.
But yeah, I remember when I've been getting coaching, business coaching lately to kind of, which was surprising to me, but it was also, maybe there's a bit of imposter syndrome that came in with that of like, I don't deserve to have business coaching. I'm not a real business or whatever, but I started, chatting with this person who, like, within the first or second meeting, they were immediately asking me, like, why are you not doing marketing? Why have you not got into, like, a marketing job? Because I, so much of what I teach with, like, the Twitch tutorial stuff is, like, social media marketing, how to market yourself, how to get your name out there, how to get people into your content. And it literally shocked me, like, when the question asked, because I never even considered, not once, like, did that ever cross my mind. I told my friend the other day, I was like, I feel like it just, like, planted a seed, like, the post, maybe it's just, like, look at me, attention that I love so, I mean, I do, I was, like, doing theater since I was, like, 6-7 years old, even if it was just, like, stuffed animals putting on plays kind of thing, but, so there's something about being on, quote, stage for streaming and being the personality and being the, you know, that I, it is very addicting. And I don't know, maybe it's hard for me to walk away from that but it's so many of our guests are like voice actors, but then they stream as a hobby and it's just fun for them. And there's not the pressure of getting that paycheck, you know what I mean? Or maintaining the sub count or whatever it is, like, and it just kind of planted a seed, and that was maybe 3 months ago. And it's just all been kind of like, and then having all of these conversations with these wonderful people are just like, you know, maybe there are other options. Maybe there are other ways to still be part of this industry without just being a streamer.
Yeah. Yeah, I think totally, like, FOMO is also a thing, because when you are, so that's like the fear of missing out, the non acronym, because like that's a real thing. And it really does hurt. Like, you know, for a while, when I was moving, and then like I had other things like going on, I had taken up a part time gig. So I was streaming a little bit less just so I can get the funds to, you know, move. Like, there were a lot of things were happening where like the FOMO did kick in. I was like, oh, my God, like this sucks. Yeah. Or I had to have my manager had to have conversations with brands and be like, yeah, she's not available for any of that stuff. And I'm like, but I could be but I had to get the money to get a down payment, to get, you know, a couple months rent, you know, underneath me and stuff like that. And that's really real. And it does stink.
Yeah. And I'm finding that, like, because this is terrible, but someone I used to work with approached me. I think I mentioned this on another episode. Someone approached me about a probably part-time job within the games industry again. And I get really big games industry FOMO because I worked in the games industry for 8 years. And every time a really cool opportunity comes up, I'm like, I want that. How can I do that and also stream? And I remember what it was like from streaming while I was working full time. It was awful. I was exhausted all the time. I don't know how people do it, honestly. But the FOMO is there from both sides. I know that if I took the job, I would have FOMO for content creation. And if I don't take the job, which I haven't, I'm sitting there going, oh, I really, like, that'd be really cool. And I feel like I want to do that. And it sounds like a lot of fun. And it would make me more money. And it'd be really great. And it's just really frustrating because I already have a terrible work-life balance. I really can't afford to be taking
same
on.
Twins.
It's terrible. I would ask how to fix it, but I know none of us know. Unfortunately.
I actually do. I mean, I gave up content creation and got a full-time job, and now I log off at, you know, 5 p.m. and period. I'm done working.
And you're and at
then,
the skate park.
Not to brag, but like, would you say?
And then you go skating, you're at the skate park?
Yeah, and then and then I go skating, right? Like, yeah, exactly. And I have a weekend. Like, I had something that I like kind of had to do over the weekend, but like not really, that I could have put off until today. So I was like, you know what? No, I'm putting it off until Monday because I have a weekend. I get a weekend. This is the choice I made. Like, yeah, I gave up all this other stuff. And sometimes I have that FOMO that you guys are talking about. But like, realistically, at the same time, it's a trade-off. Everything in life is kind of a compromise, I guess. Yeah. That's the compromise I made is, you know what? I have that work-life balance and I've never had it before, like, in my life, and I finally have it and I'm enjoying it.
Look at you glowing.
Awesome. Thank you.
You look happy, which is, you know, I'm like, what is a work-life balance? To be fair, I never really had one either. Like, when I worked in the games industry, I didn't have one because I don't know. Maybe y'all can relate to this, but I frequently would take a job that I was like super, super passionate about. But that meant that then I really struggled to leave it at the office. Like, I would leave and even if I couldn't do the work, like when I was a project manager, I couldn't really do anything at home because the team wasn't working. So what was I going to do? So I would go home and I would just think about it and I would plan and I would come up with what I was going to do the next day. And then I would obsess over it and it became really unhealthy. So I actually got called out in the last couple of months by both my partner and people in my community for being a workaholic. And I was like, you can't be a workaholic when you're a streamer. You absolutely can be a workaholic when you're a streamer. But for some reason, my brain was like, no, that's not a thing. I'm not really working. Oh, wow. It's 10 o'clock at night and I'm editing a video. Like, you know what I mean?
Everything becomes work as a streamer. Like, I wake up and the first thing I do is put my cell phone in my hand and start catching up on notifications and everything for the rest of the day. And this is, I've heard a lot of like YouTubers and stuff talk about this, but every time something happens or I get a package in the mail or I get a really nice meal, my knee-jerk mental reaction is, should I take a picture? Should I record about this? Should I, you know, can I vlog about this? Can I, and I hate that. I truly do. Like I, because it's, it feels really toxic that that's like my first reaction to a lot of things. I'm never in the moment because I'm always thinking about how I can use that moment in the future for content. Like, and it's, it sucks. Like it's, and then there, yeah, work-life balance with streamers, and this goes in with boundaries and stuff too, but like what gets shared, because we watch these family vloggers, am I supposed to be vlogging about the meal that I make with my partner? Am I supposed to be like, am I, when I'm streaming, do I talk about, you know, I'm such a word vomit person, Gemini stellium for astrology fans, but I like if something happens in real life and I get on stream, I can't just pretend whatever it was didn't happen, or like I'm dealing with a lot of very difficult energy right now because I've been putting a lot of boundaries in place and I'm dealing with some kind of interactions with community members that are not happy with exactly how I've been going about it. And when I go to get on stream, that's the first thing on my mind. And I don't want to word vomit that out because then I feel like I'm creating a toxic space, but I'm also like, no, I want to express myself. I want to be honest. I don't want to feel like I have to edit myself and be a, and this is where I think I am right now mentally. I've been really fantasizing about the idea of like, first of all, like gone girling myself, just dipping and disappearing. But
No, we will talk because I know exactly what you mean. I used to have fantasies of like
just
literal,
dip,
like
just disappear.
That's what I would think I'm about at night there. To calm myself down and go to sleep. It's like, what if I just,
disappeared from the internet? Yeah.
Yeah. Just completely gone. And then the second one is like phase out Hey Shady Lady and whatever she is and become a VTuber and disconnect from my face, myself, my person, me as an individual human and my backstory, my traumas that I've shared, my, you know, all of this kind of stuff, and shift into being. So it's like, am I a real human that people connect with because I'm a real human, or am I a character? Do you know what I mean? That's been the real struggle of being a content creator. Human or character?
Deer's talked about that like on one of the episodes, because like Deer, like, you know, she's in drag, and you know, 10 times out of 10, unless she's like going into drag like in the beginning of her streams, like you don't really see Deer outside of that, because you know, when Deer is on stage or in a situation where you see her like visually, like Deer is the performance, you know. Deer is like, of course, like, you know, she's a whole human being, but like as soon as she, you know, de-drags and becomes, you know, and it goes off stage, that's completely separate. And you know, that's something that I took into heart. That's actually like, she has no idea, like she really helped me like with my rebrand, because when we did the episode, I was actually in talks about that, and now it's about to come to fruition, because it's like, sometimes it is very difficult. And then like, you know, sometimes like, you know, having those boundaries, like IRL, like my couple of friends who do see me stream now, they call me, they don't even call me by my name, they call me by my stage name, and I'm like, I've known you since you were in elementary school, please don't do that. Please, you're gonna stress me out. But like having the on stage, and not to say that it's fake, but it's just, I see it as like a more revved up version of me, because I'm very much introverted. So like you see the extroverted part of me. Then the camera goes off and I'm just like, oh.
And that's just what streaming is. To an extent, it's a performance. You know? Like, I think every streamer can kind of relate to that. But like, Shady, I feel like that would be, I could totally see you as an amazing VTuber. Like, I just see that, like,
it would take so much
amazing
pressure
for you. Yes, because then you wouldn't have, you know, any kind of, you would leave all of your personal stuff in your personal life. And then that would just be, it's a job is what it is. Because like currently, you know, with the three of you, where streaming is, you know, your job or a large part of your job, there's kind of going back to like the boundaries thing. if you have a longtime subscriber who has been like maybe donating a lot of money or has been a subscriber for a while, it's not that like, oh, well, they're paying me, so I have to do what they say or whatever. But there is that little more pressure of like, well, now they're kind of financially invested in it. So they'll get extra like offended if you ban them or whatever. Not that that's necessarily your problem, but it's just an additional kind of complication to like take into account. And then it's like, if you're a VTuber, for instance, you kind of don't really have to like, it's just, I don't know. It's just, it's the that layer.
It's a protective layer. Yeah.
And yes.
That's what, and it would help me personally, like what I've been pondering and considering this, it would help me personally understand the difference between what is appropriate to share on stream and what is not appropriate. Yeah. I'm someone who struggles really, really badly with boundaries and understand, like, I'm always the person that's like, I get a new job and 3 months in, I'm besties with someone there and I'm telling them all of my like unpacking all of my life.
I
dive in so hard.
Y'all scare me.
I'm a Scorpio, so like that, the idea of that is like horrifying to me.
I'm an Aquarius.
Oh, Jess, what's your sign?
Oh. I'm a Leo.
Okay. Oh my God, so fun. Wow.
My background that my bestie got me for one of my birthdays. Maybe my last birthday last year.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to tell, I think, but that's the Leo the lion thing, or I don't know. Cute. Yeah.
So the only type of energy we're missing is fire. We got two air signs, a water sign, and a wait,
Leos aren't fire?
Oh yeah, fire. We're missing one though, because there's two air signs here. So what was yours again, Confetti? My brain went Scorpio.
Water.
Earth, air, water, fire. Earth. We're not grounded. I see.
Oh, I'm definitely not grounded.
That explains so much.
That explains the start of this conversation very well.
We just like dove in. Yep.
Oh, I love it. I love the energy of this conversation so much.
I
truly feel like we were talking about like growing up on the internet and how you couldn't tell people anything and you couldn't, like, you had to be very careful and whatever.
Yeah.
My problem is that I have been a type of, like, I'm the type of person who I always speak before I think. So like, I always joke that my mouth moves way too fast for my brain to keep up sometimes. Mm. So I will start sharing something and then my brain's like, no, oh, it's too late.
It's done.
Me too.
It's
That's really why like, I'm not a good like negotiator. I'm not good at haggling. I just keep talking. I'll just tell you everything.
Mm. I'm very impulsive as well, which really doesn't help. Same. So it's like, you know.
See, I'm very, if I have, like, sometimes, like, I don't have access to, like, my friends and stuff, especially, like, when I get low, like, I don't necessarily, like, want to put my problems on other people, but, like, sometimes it's just nice to, like, sit and be with somebody who's not your own company and your own voice in your head.
Yeah.
And, but the thing is, if I don't have, like, that as a resource or, like, not my therapist or something, like, sometimes, like, I will rely on my community, but not in detail. I'm just like, hey, I just need support right now. I'm not comfortable with saying what it is, but like, I just need to know I'm not so alone in the world. And it's like, okay. And then they just start joking about something and talking about Drag Race. Yeah. And I'm like, I don't watch Drag Race. So I'm just getting the play by play. I'm like, tell me. Okay. Like, so, like, I guess that's the Scorpio in me. I'm just like, not too much detail, but like, I'm getting better with vulnerability to know when I say like, I'm a bit overwhelmed. So that's
fair. I'd like to rein it in a bit more like that, because I've started doing that recently and I've noticed like I'm having some health issues at the moment that they're not like super, super serious or anything, but they're things that are like, you know, they're weighing on me. And I have been quite open in the past about stuff, but then I brought it up on stream one day and people got really, really like, you know, okay, so what's happening? Like, what do you do? And I'm like, I don't want to talk about it in that kind of detail. I was just letting you know where I'm at, because I know it's going to affect my schedule, for example. And I realized that they're probably asking, because in the past I've been very, so here's like everything, here's my brain, I'm just going to dump it on the table. We're going to talk about it. Yeah, exactly. So I'm trying to kind of rein it in. But again, it's the same thing with the like, didn't set the boundaries in the first place. And now I'm kind of trying to retroactively fix it and sort it out. And it's complicated, but and I guess we'll get there eventually.
Exactly where I'm struggling, because it's like I behaved one way or I created a community in one way and they have a certain expectation of me and how I interact. And then I've changed. That's really what it is. I have changed, and the way that I want to interact with people has changed. And maybe I'm being a little destructive. I don't feel like it's really destructive, though. I'm just like firmly saying, like, I'm not here to be your friend. I'm not your friend. I'm no, like, that's not how this works. And these boundaries are way too blurred. And then it, and maybe I'm just really sensitive, but like, I don't like to be perceived as aggressive or seen as like an aggressive person. I don't want to be called a bitch.
You can't control, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, how people respond to you. That is not the energy that you need to take on and invite into yourself. And this is somebody who has like, who's very good and firm with setting boundaries. You can't live your life and live your life walking on eggshells. Mm. It is not on you to absorb the energy of other people. If they think you're a bitch, so what? You're the world keeps spinning on. And the thing is, okay, you're a bitch. You're going to be the baddest bitch, period.
Yeah.
Like the thing is, it's like, and I know that sounds very easily said than done. And the thing is, practice it, fake it till you make it. Like, cause I don't know how else to like reiterate, but like, you just can't, you can't absorb that energy and let that, cause the thing is, it's going to, you control the weather in your universe.
Ooh, I like that.
I like that a lot. Also, I have a little gem of wisdom. This came from, I can't remember, some TV show, but the word bitch is actually an acronym that stands for being in total control of herself.
Oh, oh my gosh.
I like that too.
Yes, I like that too. And that is what it feels like, is it's like that stigma comes with just being firm and assertive and like you said earlier, confetti, how you just, you're informed on what you say and your sentences end with a period. Like, and I, a lot of times my sentences end with a lilt upward in my voice. Is this the right thing?
Mine all end in question marks.
Yeah. Mine end in ellipses. I got the dot, dot, dot happening. The ellipses. I'm not really sure. I'm saying me. I'm trying my best, but my brain's not always with me on it. We'll get
and
there.
And that's fine. I mean, it's humans are complicated. Communications are complicated. Like relationships are complicated, whether they're parasocial or not.
Very true.
If an adjustment in your community is what you need, that is completely fine. I mean, I personally had to ban somebody who had been in my stream since the second day that I went streaming. Wow. And I just recently had to ban them for telling me some very horrible things because I had to go out and work. And the thing is like, it is not on me to take on that anger and how you feel, but like, just because you're in pain, you don't get to displace that one to me.
Yes, yes.
And that door is closed. And I have no problem with that. And the thing is, I took the time with my community. I said, hey, like, this is a very important stream to be at. If you can't do it, you know, this is the timestamps of what it is, because we're going to have a community chat and we're going to talk about what happened. You know, I didn't name this person in name, but I did give reference to things that are happening. I said, this is unacceptable. I don't care what day it is. I don't care like what my mood. I don't care. It's unacceptable behavior from person to person, regardless of like if you're on internet. You don't tell somebody to go do something permanently to their life. Like, you don't do that. So, you know, if that is what it takes, take like a town hall or whatever, something that you have to do with your community to say like, hey, I'm going through an adjustment right here. You know, these are things have been in the past, like just like you said, you know, there are a lot of things where I would overshare. I feel like the lines are blurred. So this is what we're going to do moving forward. That would help me be a better content creator. That will help me be in a better mental place, mental space. You don't have to mention a thing about the VTuber if you wanted to be a surprise or whatever. But, you know, they say there will be some adjustments and shifts to stream. And I hope that you can stay along with me with this journey.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that. I like that. And it has been a huge adjustment period for me. And a lot of these shifts have been happening since back around like October or December or so, when I started noticing like I'm really getting fed up with certain behaviors. And then it's like I tiptoed around the first couple of months, and it's getting more and more firm and more frustrated, because it's, boundaries are so complicated and difficult. And for like people who are not used to setting them, they can feel like, I don't know, like the end of the world, or like you're like I use the phrase self-sabotaging, or like destroying what I have, like, and so in some cases it is destroying some interactions or quote-unquote relationships, but it's also like, these can't continue existing, because this is why I keep spinning out and burning out. And I'll be able to stream for 2 months and then I get overwhelmed, or it's not even overwhelmed, isn't really the right sentiment though. It's like completely sucked dry. Like I have nothing left to give, because I give so much, and I don't, you know, I'm getting better at saying no, but it was an issue with not knowing how to say no and, you know, continuing to give and give and give. And especially as someone, I stream tarot. And so that's just like, let's sit down and talk about your problems, your emotional problems, and I'll bond with you over, you know, I'll read your tarot cards, but I'm really like talking to you about a breakup you're going through, or I'm talking to you about a new job. So it's this deep, intimate connection with individuals. And then that continues from stream to stream to stream. And I don't know that there's, I mean, maybe there's just a lesson. I don't know what the lesson is. That's the problem, is I look back at all of it and I'm like, do I stop streaming tarot? What is the solution here? And in the confusion of not knowing how to fix the problem, I have no consistency. I either like flake out streaming for months or whatever, weeks to months, or I'm like, we're not streaming tarot ever again. And in fact, I'm an Animal Crossing streamer now. And then I'll try that for 3 weeks. And then it's like a lack of identity. It's another thing I'm struggling with, is like an identity crisis for the fifth time in my life. But
when we talked to like Kiara, please, she was talking about like, you know, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, Jess, like she was talking about like how she doesn't necessarily like have one identity, because you know her as a cosplayer, you know her as the singer, you know her as the performer, the voice actress, all of these things. And oftentimes, she was saying that, you know, she would throw things up against the wall to just see what works. And if it works, like, it works. And if it doesn't, it doesn't. And like, it's okay to rebrand, redo, try different things every single day. And I, as somebody who like is always in her stream, and I tell you, like, that's really how it is. But the thing is, you know that she's having fun. You know that she's being 100% true to herself. And, you know, we're just along for the ride. And it's a really fun, enjoyable thing to see. And that is okay. Sometimes having no identity is okay. You know, there is planning and stuff like that, that I think that goes in with that. Like, even like with Variety, get talked about that at PAX East, you know, talking about Variety, there is still planning that goes into that, even if you're going to do one thing to the next. But like, rather it being that than like, you know, just being like just a complete toss up like every single day. So to have like some type of roadmap to like your schedule or, you know, your life, or life sounds very dramatic.
Slight structure. Yeah.
Slight structure. That's okay. And the thing is, that's okay. And the thing is, if the structure doesn't work that day, okay, then try something else that day. And if it works, it works. But as long as like you're good, that's fine. You know, I and also like in Pleasantly Twisted, I'm like going back to all these like different ones, but like, you know, she was talking about how like on her Twitter, she'll talk about politics. She'll talk about all those things on her Twitter. When she streams, that is not the place for that. And that is the boundary that she has. Now, there will be things that come up because she plays Souls games and people like to try her. Good luck with that. But like, you know, she has very, you know, boundaries for what she does. And the thing is, she has to reiterate them all the time. And like, she's one of my very good friends. She probably repeats herself like probably 30 times a day.
Wow. But that's the thing, right? You have to kind of figure out what works for you specifically. And that's something I battled with a lot. I used to be one of those people who would be like, oh, we don't talk about politics on stream or anything. And I think that's valid. I think it's valid to not have the conversations, especially if you don't have the range to have the conversations. For example, I cannot talk on American politics at all. I'm not familiar with it.
And that's fair, yeah.
What? Why not?
I went on a massive rant about Northern Irish politics recently because we just had our elections. So I ended up talking about this. And there's like two people in my chat here from Northern Ireland and who got it. And we were all sitting there going like, yeah. And everyone else was like, what is going on?
What? But
at the same time, I think it's possible to not have specifically like political conversations, for example, but to have very clear boundaries about what things are acceptable and what things are not acceptable in your chat, and to be very, very clear about what you won't stand for. And you can have both of those things. And a lot of the time we see streams, for example, that don't like, oh, we don't do politics, just not making a stand against anything.
I have a problem
exactly
with. Yeah,
that I have a big problem with, absolutely. And I hate seeing that, like when you go into a stream. And my least favorite is when I go to raid a stream and I pick one from like a category that I'm streaming in or whatever, and they don't have any rules.
I recently, that's a big flag. I recently took the rules out of my about section because I was like, when you have to click to type in the chat in the first place, like,
no, but if you have them in your chat, right, you have the little pop up.
And
yeah, they didn't have any rules there either. Oh, they had none.
I think the main reason for me was like, I think the reason that I took them out is because I've been dealing with a lot of people who are like challenging or pushing back of like, for example, I had like a three strikes, you're out, not for like obvious, like hate speech and stuff like that, but like three strikes and you're out, you know, I'm going to give you a warning, you know, like backseating or something. I'll give you a warning. Second time, I'm going to get a little more strict. Third time, you're out. And then I banned someone outright one time because it was like, I just knew, like, I didn't need three strikes with you. I just know. And then I started getting pushed. It was a whole debate in my DMs of like, and that's, of course, I should have just banned blocks, but that right there, I was like, you know what? I'm not going to play lawyer games with you. I'm not putting up rules that y'all can nitpick my words and play semantics with me. I'm taking the rules down and I'm doing whatever the hell I want whenever I want. And that's just, that's how it works now. And
you don't need a reason to ban somebody.
Yeah.
Bam. That's the reason. Bye.
Yeah. Not the vibe. I've actually had to embrace
Don't let me be a mod in your chat. I'm like, what you say?
Hey, you want to be a mod in mine? I love that energy.
Get out of here.
Before we
and my moderators are just as unhinged as me. I'm like, okay.
Hell yeah. I could talk about this for ages, but we should absolutely take another break right now. So thanks, everybody. I know. I have more to say. Anyway.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Currents issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My name is Johnny B. Goode, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. Over this 9-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, Centratech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
I came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of Bitcoin, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, Jess, wait, did I show you my new skates?
No, you did not!
I'm excited! Oh. I'm excited.
I'm oh my god, they're look so at the wheels. Cute. Yes. Did the wheels come like that or did you do that?
They came like that.
And that's the stopper. Okay, y'all are going to have to wait for 2 seconds. I'm going to go get my skates that I just
no,
got to
stop. Hold
my
okay. skates. I have so new bad. Just new ones. My new ones just got delivered today.
Yes! I've got some like bookmarks in Amazon, but I haven't gotten around to ordering. I'm also scared of the quad skates because I feel like I'm just going to bust my ass. Like
they do take some getting used to, but I think like the inline skates scare me.
Ooh, wow. The chroma! Wait, they're two tone. Oh my god, you have Harley skates!
Yeah, they look like Harley
Quinn. They look like Harley Quinn, aren't they? I didn't even realize until they arrived.
Oh my god! Yeah. I'm trying to get speed skates with the big. I'm sorry, Zuka. Did I wake you from your nap?
Oh, baby.
I'm trying to get speed skates because I want to go fast, but I literally like just got these, so I need to chill.
For like indoors or for outdoors?
Indoor.
Okay, yeah. I was gonna say yeah. So I got these for like outdoors because like. I mean, I'm sure you know, like, if the wheel is, like, the smaller and harder the wheel is, the better it is for, like, indoor in general. Oh. And then, like, the larger and, like, softer, gummier. So, like, wheels have, like, skate wheels have, like, a hardness and a diameter. And so, yeah, there's...
Oh, my God!
Those are great!
Aren't they so cute? Also, I have to show you these that I'm too scared to use. Hold on.
Ah, right. Y'all are really is setting that itch these. Off.
Oh, the blades too.
Those yeah, are cool. I kind of want
really nice, but they go very, very, very fast because I got giant wheels. So I'm terrified.
I kind of like with that. I used to like when I was a kid. I was always like skate nights at the skating rink, and it was rollerblades. And I was like, maybe instead of like trying to teach myself the quads, I could just go like I could probably pick blades back up like in a second. So maybe, but it's just the quads are so much cuter.
They are.
Yeah,
they have such cute styles.
With quads, for me the challenge was not like falling backwards.
Yes.
Yeah. Which, like, you don't really have to worry about with, like, rollerblades. I feel like that would be, like, harder to do. Yeah. This is more like an ice skate.
And a lot of times they have the brake on the back of the
yeah.
Oh, the, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's interesting, like, going from, like, sport, like, things sport to sport. Because, like, with skateboarding, it just, like, good luck, just fall. But, like, snowboarding, you fall on your butt. I think skiing is the same thing. And then, like, with these, it's just, like, okay, like, get as low as you can and then don't die. Yeah. But I've been quad skating since I was like six, so I'm very comfortable on those.
Jealous. I've only been doing it for like a year.
You're really good though.
So I try. I'm not very good, but I try. I have fun with it.
I follow like some professional like quad skaters, and I'm just like, you do this all day, every day. Like you don't do anything else but this. Like.
Yeah, I follow like so many people on Instagram that I'm like I just follow them for inspiration. I'm like, I don't know if I'll ever be able to do this. They're doing tricks. They're like at the skate park, like dropping into bowls and stuff. And I'm like, I don't think I can ever do that.
I almost dropped into a bowl with my quads. I was like, I almost have it. Like, I am so close because I already have like the balance and everything down.
Yeah,
it's just
you
like,
should go
it's
for
the,
it. Like,
it's the fear. It's the fear thing. Yeah. And I'm like, that's what's messing me up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Sorry, I love skating.
I love that
so
we
much.
Randomly just started talking about skates and it's been the most fun.
I love that because I, yeah.
So we were talking about rules.
Yeah. Oh, right. The rules of skating are have fun. Yeah, and you will fall,
oh, it's
but
so
you
much
get back
simpler.
Up.
It's so much simpler than streaming. Why didn't I just decide that I was going to go skating?
A skater
all the time?
Instead, yeah.
Yeah, let's all become skaters instead. I think that's
well, okay. What's interesting is that can still just be, oh, I'm a content creator that posts skating content.
Yeah, I know, right?
And that's, I think, like another struggle is
that's how I got to go to Volcom with Twitch.
Oh, cool.
Oh, cool.
That's cool.
I think it's really cool. Maybe this is also just like an everybody problem right now, but you have a hobby, time to capitalize on it.
And I felt that exact same way when I like, because like I feel I not anymore, but especially like a few months ago, I felt like I like should post like a lot of like roller skating videos. And now I'm like, no, I'm just going to, if I feel like it, maybe, but I don't feel like I have to anymore.
My Hello Kitty board.
How many boards do you have?
Huh? What?
How many skateboards do you have?
What? But why are you judging me?
Why are you so loud? Why are you so loud?
So what's the number?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Stop!
6, 7,
I
and 8.
I am not judge. Oh my gosh.
Eight. No. 16.
Double?
Oh my gosh.
Why did you go from 8 to 16? Like, what?
Because I have all the Hypeland skateboards too, but I don't use them. They're just decks.
Fair enough.
Yeah, that's I would never skate on them because if I ruined the thing and they've been sold out for months, I could never replace them.
So. That's fair. I get that.
So with skateboards, are there different, like, so you can have roller skates. There's like indoor versus outdoor versus like if you're going to the skate park or if you're doing like dance skating or whatever. Are skateboards that way too? Are there different like types?
There's
like,
different types of wheels.
A longboard is one that I've always wanted because it seems like it's easier to balance on.
It is because the wheels are bigger. And wider. So like if I just want to cruise, like if I go to the boardwalk or something, it's better to bring a longboard because skateboards you're gonna trip up on something.
Yeah.
But yeah, for skateboards the wheels are typically smaller, but like for things like this, like you can use them indoor or outdoor. If you want a bigger wheel on your skateboard, I mean you can do that. You just might mess up the body. You're gonna grind on them a little bit more, like when you turn. Which can lead to injury, but you know what? That's the fun of it.
I felt some chaos in there.
Guilty, Scorpio.
I don't know. Like when it comes to, I guess we're talking about like monetizing hobbies and stuff. I've started doing stuff that I don't necessarily like try to monetize or try to make content around recently. Like I do, my partner and I have started collecting and assembling and painting Warhammer 40k miniatures.
Oh, fun.
Which is really fun. But of course, I've then been like, oh, maybe I can make videos of this. This is what
time lapse. Yeah.
But you know what? It's really chill. It's something that we've talked about, you know, spending a weekend just sitting and painting together while listening to like music or whatever. And it's been really, really nice. We do play with them sometimes. Like we try to set aside time. I don't know how familiar you all are with like Warhammer 40k or like tabletop.
I know Henry Cavill doesn't. I will watch that man do anything.
Honestly,
me too. Do you know what? Can we get Henry Cavill on?
Yeah,
that would be really cool.
Hey, yes, we need.
The only problem is that we might all fight over who gets to interview.
All
him,
four. That's the stipulation. If Henry Cavill agrees, we're all.
I will
here.
Go to his house. I will. What does he need?
I will fly to go and see him. But I love the fact, just for anyone, you can't see the chat right now, but our producer just said I'll send the email. So,
let's go.
Let's see what happens. But so we started collecting these miniatures, and I have, well, my partner has always been really interested in doing like full scale Warhammer 40k, but those matches take forever. And they cost a ton of money to have the army put together. But we find that there's this thing called Kill Team that is a much smaller scaled down version of Warhammer 40k, uses much smaller armies, and usually lasts like an hour or two. So every Sunday we play a game together with unpainted models because we have so many models to paint. There's just not enough time in the day. But it's become really, really fun. And it's like a really relaxing thing that we do that isn't me streaming. Because I do that too much, you know, like it's really hard. Stream too much and then try to like create content out of everything. And it's really hard because I keep having ideas and that's great, but there's not enough time in the day and I'd like to be able to, I don't know,
have something for yourself.
Yeah.
You know, I think Confetti, you said earlier, I'm not really different, but it's the difference between I'm just chilling here, like not trying, barely talking, playing a video game, you know, in a sweatshirt, chilling. And if I'm Hey Shady Lady, I have to talk
every second of the day, like the extra, like super extrovert. And I think that that's been like, there's just been so many different areas of my life that are like, where's the boundary? What makes sense? And it was mostly like from excitement. And I was also really struggling at that time with like, my view count was going down and I would get on stream and I would get paralyzed by seeing the view count low. And I that's the worst like mindset to be stuck in as a content creator or anybody really, but like a content, you know, looking at that view count and then I would start to get in my head. And so when I had my partner on stream with me or a friend or someone like co-streaming collabs, I wasn't obsessed with that. And I could just lose myself in the music the moment you want it. You better, just kidding. I could just like lose myself in it for a second instead of like.
Can we have him as a guest too?
Hey.
I have questions. So many
that
questions.
That could be.
You want to learn how to set some boundaries? Honestly, there you go.
I'll send the email. All right, we need a wish list of people that we want to have
join
on
us
the show.
Season two of Boss Level, where we go real hard.
Angela Bassett, can we talk to the Queen of Wakanda, please? She's so beautiful.
Oh my God.
Hell yeah. No, you were. So we were talking about like the idea of a persona thing, and it's kind of been something that's been on my mind since we mentioned it in this episode. When I was sick last year, I did a few streams where I didn't have my camera on, and I like almost always have a camera on, but I did a few streams where I was just playing a video game and I didn't have my camera on. And I feel like I watched back, because I always watch back my streams at least a little bit to kind of see what the vibe was like. Did I like, was sound okay? You know, I think that's a good thing. I think it's healthy, but it was a completely different vibe when I didn't have the camera on. In a good way. Like I felt like I was really chill and I seemed happier. And I'm like, you know, maybe it's because I knew subconsciously that people couldn't see me, so I felt the need to like, I guess, express myself with my voice rather than it being with my face. But it's definitely something I noticed. And I also noticed that, I don't know, I felt like the vibe was really, really chill, and it didn't actually affect my viewership as much as I expected it to, because I feel like a lot of people do have that expectation that they're going to be able to see you and interact with you, and I do think there's value in that, but I also don't think it's necessary all the time. So it's kind of weird. I don't know. Maybe that comes into like the VTubing thing where, again, you kind of have to express yourself with your voice because the model, it's going to move and it's going to react with you. But at the same time, it's not the same as your own face. Mm-hmm. So you have to kind of be able to put the energy in. I don't know. Maybe that would be something, because I know that's something that you're considering, Shady. Maybe that's something that would work for you.
I know Miss Ash Rocks, I hope we get to interview her here. But she has this like, it's not like a full blown VTuber, but it's like something that it's animated and it moves. Where she just wants to like chill, concentrate, and like play Valorant, like she uses that, and so you don't see her face. Or in just days where she just wants to chill, it's like it's up there, and it's just like it like waves and it like sparkles, and then like it's her. It looks completely like her, but like she's like, yeah, like if you just need to see me, like you can just look right here. There you go.
That's cute. I like that.
I have a friend,
Dan. Send the email. Well, she's in my management, so I can actually do that myself.
I have a friend, and she does like mostly Instagram modeling, but she'll stream occasionally. And because she does modeling, she's got this like intense pressure on her to always look a certain way, makeup done, beauty, you know.
That makes
sense. And there was one time I went into her stream, and from the thumbnail, it was like, oh, she's live, you know. And then I click in, and she's just got an animated GIF of her from a different day, so it looks kind of like there's a camera there, but it's just a GIF of her. And I was like, actually, like, okay. Like, this is still a way to keep your like expressive, emotive, like yourself on the screen if you're someone who's a normal cam streamer, right? But you can be off camera. And I think that the camera is a lot of the pressure. Because I'm always like, oh, is my lipstick smudged? Do I have lipstick on my teeth or something? You know, as someone who wears makeup, or like, oh, did my hair get weird? Or is my tank top falling down too much? Or any like things like just the little subconscious things that I'm constantly adjusting my appearance and thinking about my appearance. And but I'm also like a one thing that holds me back or like hesitates me on is I'm a hand talker. So VTubers don't get to do all of the, they can move their hands a little bit, but not in the ways that like, I'm very, very gesture expressive kind of talker. So it's, I'm really.
Maybe you can find an artist that can like caters to that.
That could be cool.
Maybe it's not a complete impossibility.
That could be cool.
I remember one time Zuko like jumped on me and like almost pulled my shirt down, and I was like, wow, this cat is trying to get me banned. Wow. Okay.
He has decided that it is over. The streaming career is done.
He's had enough. I was like, wow, cat, get off me. Like, why don't you have him in your streams? Because he's not, he's the prince of a fire nation. He's a little wild.
I love that.
Yeah, I'm talking about you.
No, I feel like
you.
That is a thing for sure. It's like I recently did a front page stream where I wore a very fancy dress.
You looked beautiful. Supposed to be,
thank you. I was basically co-streaming the gaming awards, like G-A-Y-M-I-N-G. And Twitch asked me to be on the front page. I was on the front page. And it was, sorry to say, but the lowest cut dress I have ever worn, probably in life, let alone on Twitch. And I was very paranoid that there was going to be a wardrobe malfunction on the front page. I was like, please hold, please hold. I'm glad to say that it did. But the whole time I was like very, very hyper aware of like what I was wearing and how I was sitting and like how I was presenting myself. And I was like, okay, this is probably never going to do that again, just because I was like very, very aware. And I think that kind of having to think about that and having to think, you know, make sure that I don't accidentally pull something, because my sleeve, it had sequins on it, and I kept getting my sleeve attached to my dress.
It'll get stuck in the material.
And I was like, don't like yank the arm away and then rip the whole front of the dress off, because that would be very inconvenient.
That'd be pretty memorable. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be memorable for the like 10 seconds before I got banned.
You're like, and nope.
Yeah, well, you know what? It was a good run, everybody. It was nice seeing you all. I'm done. See you later.
It's a great way to bow out.
Yeah, you know what? If we're going to go out, we're going to go out with a bang. Oh my God, I don't believe that. I just admitted all of that.
It's fine.
See, I Zuko told tried you, to oversharing.
Zuko tried to get me canceled. Yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing.
He's like chatting. Every time I say his name, he like is looking in my direction. I'm like, okay.
He knows you're talking.
You see, my cats have all abandoned me already because my partner came out of his office. So he's the favorite. So they've all just left my room to go and hang out with him instead. So that's great. At least they're quiet now.
With the you know, oversharing thing you just said, like, that's the question though, is like, you were also just like relating and being authentic about your experience with it. And that being, you know, oversharing makes you relatable to people. And I also think like with people who were building platforms and stuff, like in some ways it empowers people that we talk about things that others or that people don't normally talk about. So, but then it also exposes you to being over vulnerable, and then bad actors in your community can push too far on that. And it's that whole question. And like with the thought of VTuber, like a question I said to my partner when I was considering it, I was like, in an increasingly artificial world, like we're moving into AI and all of this kind of stuff, isn't it more powerful to remain organic, like be an organic you know, not to say that I'm clearly like on the fence with VTubing. Like I'm very, very, very huge fan of VTubers, but that's kind of like the, do I become a VTuber? You know, do I dive into the virtual reality and become a virtual character? Or do I stay as an organic flesh and bone, imperfect human? Cause that's the thing about VTubers.
You can do both. You are a human being behind the VTuber, and you know, you are imperfect. So I think you might need to reflect on like trying to strive for perfection and try to be the perfect person in everybody's eyes. So, you know, centering your existence around other people's thoughts or feelings for you about you, you know, it's going to be very hard to kind of distance yourself on that and prioritize, because it's like, why are you prioritizing their feelings about you versus your feelings about you? Because you have to wake up and go to sleep with you every single day. And also, like when it comes to you know, relating to somebody or anything like that. Like we have this thing in higher education and counseling talking about that is a skill of reflecting feeling and reflecting meaning. And they're two different things, but it's a skill that can be used at the same time. But, you know, even though we're talking about like me and Seki talking about, you know, being revealed on, being revealed on twitch.tv, you know, like even though that might seem like, you know, like being like, you know, over vulnerable or anything like that, like, you know, it's still, there is still a way to do that without going too far.
Yeah. Yeah.
If the day, but the thing is, like, with things like that, like with empathy or like with self-reflection and things like that, those things are a skill that have to be worked on. So that's why, like, it's not going to come overnight. It's just the thing that has to be constantly practiced at. And the thing is, there are going to be days that suck. There are going to be low days. I have my low days. Like, I have them a lot because my brain is just like all over the place all the time.
You guys are having ups?
But like, but the thing is, that is completely okay because you aren't perfect. Like, nobody, if you feel like your audience or your community is expecting perfection from you, like, I think that's probably a good opportunity to have a conversation with them and be like, I am a human being. Even if you go into VTubing or do both or do neither or whatever it is, like, you still have that ability and you are still the captain that can drive the relationship, that can drive and cultivate community, regardless if you are, hey, shady lady, the human in organic form or, you know, the digital version of you, whatever that person or that entity may be. You are still at the helm of the ship that is driving the community, that is driving those connections. So I implore you to please center yourself. And the thing is, you adjust your tiara. I know I'm wearing one, but I will so give you one. I will ship you one to prioritize yourself over the feelings of other people. Because the thing is, you cannot be good for other people if you are not good for yourself.
Yep, that's huge.
You don't know, made me put my teacher's hat on. Now I'm like looking at your soul. Like, I'm looking at your soul.
I need it. Yeah, yeah. And it's you know, need to hear and want to embody so bad because it's always, I care so much about what people, that's a huge, like, a fatal flaw or whatever, like birth chart, get into my birth chart on it too, but like, I care so much about other people's opinion of me.
It's not a flaw to care about people. I think it is. I think you just need to adjust where your priorities are. I don't think it's a bad thing to. I don't think it's a bad thing to care about people. That's a great thing. Aww. You know, that's like, you know, I honestly, it is. It's a great skill to have. You know, empathy is a great skill to have. I just think you just need to adjust the levels a little bit.
Yeah, it's like,
I think
tuning
it's tilted
it, right?
In one set. Yeah. So tune it.
Pull it back a little bit. Well, thank you.
I don't know. Did I cut you off, Jess? I'm sorry. Wisdom. I felt like Jess was about to say something. I cut you off.
Oh, no, I wasn't.
I'm absorbing right now.
I know.
Oh, don't listen to me. I'm
absolutely not. Not in this house. I am conscious that we are probably running short on time, and this conversation has been absolutely amazing.
Beautiful.
So I have a question for all of you. Is there one thing, if you could pick one thing that has stood out from all of our episodes so far, from any of our guests, what would it be? And I will happily go first and say, for me, sorry to bring Pleasantly Twisted back into it again, but I really enjoyed our episode with her, talking specifically about boundaries. It's something we've talked about a lot today. But a lot of what she talked about with regards to like how to deal with uncomfortable topics in her community versus like on Twitter, whether she's live or not, and the fact that she is trying to play games and have a good time and that she deserves to exist in that space has been something that I've taken to heart and have tried to replicate myself, because it's something, again, that I struggle with all the time. So that's the thing that stands out for me.
Yeah, I can kind of echo that with like our episode with Mia. We kind of got into that subject a little bit too, where it's important for us to like take a stand and be people who stand for what we need to stand for and give people that safe space. But at the same time, it's also important for us to just be able to be seen like playing a video game and having fun and existing as that identity in just a way that's relaxing and gentle too. Like both are important. And that's also like another thing of like striking a balance between it, of how do you create this platform where you're empowering other people and also not constantly having to be the voice that comments on every tiny little thing that happens in the world and make some big like grand statement. You can also just play a video game and empower people by showing that it's okay to exist as you are and be happy too.
I just have to go back to Dr. K. Ross once again. I know I kind of said this earlier, so I gave away mine earlier, but just when, you know, when she said you don't have to play someone else's
game,
like,
I liked it a lot.
I can't remember the specific context that she was even talking about, but like, I was just like, wow, I can apply that to so many different aspects of my life. Like every single thing I do, just because I see like other people doing it a certain way or going after a certain thing, even like they have different goals than I do. I can just stay in my own lane, you know?
Mm-hmm. Eyes on your own paper. That's a phrase that my friend has told me that's changed my perspective too. Just keep your eyes on your own paper.
Yep. Mind your own biscuits and everything will be gravy.
Oh, that's cute.
I didn't come up with that, but I saw it written on a bathroom stall once. I'm going to put that one in my pocket.
Bathroom stall, yes. I think a big thing that stuck out to me was speaking to Kiara about just one, like not feeling so alone, especially like, and I know we talk about specifically about like cosplay, but like just sometimes being a Black girl in the industry is like really, really tough. Mm-hmm. And to know that like a lot of the thoughts that I have are not the thoughts that like I'm not alone in thinking the way that I think or like moving the way that I do, but also just like not being afraid to be weird and try something new just because it's a day ending in Y. you know, let that be the source of the thing that drives you. And that really, really stuck out to me and that really helped me. But also like with Dear saying, you know, having that on stage persona versus like, you know, okay, the camera's off, you know, now that's time for you and whom like that's done for you, whether you were the partner or your cats or whatever, like that is that time is very, very precious and to just really sink a lot of value into that. So those are two things I guess that help out. Mm. Dear and Kiara, please.
Awesome.
Yeah. I've loved like most of the most of it. This one's the exception. No,
except that one thing that you said.
Yeah. No. It's been
was appealing it.
And it's also been fun to listen to the episodes where I haven't gotten to host on. It's just been such cool conversations and I'm excited because we still got a you know, good chunk of the year. We're only like a third of the way through the year or so of what we're doing. So we still got a lot of great conversations to have. And I'm just so grateful to be on this production and also to get to like have conversations with y'all and learn more about you and your journeys. So Boss Level has been it's been a lot of fun this year. It's been great.
It's been a big highlight for me. Yeah. I've been really enjoying it. And I've been enjoying learning from all of you, so thank you for that.
Yes, and we're all going to go skating one day.
Yeah!
Yes. Oh my god, I'm so gone.
Everybody get new skates, and we're all going to go skating together.
Deal. Let's do it.
I just need an excuse to buy more skates.
Yes,
me too. Same. Like, I bought my like outdoor pair of skates, and I'm like, well, now I need a really nice pair of indoor skates.
With light-up wheels.
Light-up wheels.
I have so many light-up wheels. So
hell yeah. Like that and like glow-in-the-dark wheels, love.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's going to be a good time.
So next episode, we're talking about skating. We'll be joined by Tony Hawk. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, my God. Can we email him?
Can we email him?
Tony Hawk.
But yeah, maybe we could let everyone know what we've all got coming up next individually. Psyche, you want to kick us off?
Sure. So my schedule is finally settling back into some form of normality again. I'm pretty much streaming 4 days a week at noon BST at the moment. We're in BST, right? Yeah, we are. And I'm at twitch.tv/psyche. I'm not doing anything particularly exciting. I'm just playing space games and sandboxy games and having a good time on the internet. So feel free to come hang out with me there. And you can also find me on social media as Psyche Plays most of the places. And that's it.
And I am Milady Confetti. I have a few projects coming up. Doing some D&D soon, having some new and creative things launching, productions that I have been working on for about a year, and I'm very happy to finally launch them. Exciting. So look out for that. You can find me at Milady Confetti on every single social media ever. So come and check me out, especially if you want to talk about anime and video games.
I finally got my brother watching Demon Slayer, but
bless.
I am Hey Shady Lady. I am still working on getting back into like a good rhythm. I'm coming out of a funky, weird burnout that I'm not like an unpredictable one. So I'm kind of coming back in, focusing on sandbox game. I think I'm getting back to my roots. So I'm going back to like Stardew Valley and gentle content. I'm still doing my midnight study sesh streams where I deep dive esoteric subjects in like an ASMR style format. It's like a co-working space. And we're studying, you know, weird occult fun stuff. We're digging into paranormal sometimes too. So it's been a fun experience. And
tonight I will actually be streaming a game I've been waiting for 2 years, Little Witch in the Woods. It's just a very cute sandbox game where you're a little witch in the woods, surprise. But it's kind of in the vein of like Stardew Valley. It looks like I've been waiting on it for a long time. So bringing back in that sandbox stuff with my gaming, and that's the main focus. But yeah, you can find me at Hey Shady Lady on all the different social medias, every single one.
And I guess the only two social medias that I'm really like active on right now, and I'm not even super active on them, are just Twitter and Instagram. I'm at Jess Brohard on both of those. The one thing I will plug is for my job at Gamers Outreach, we are doing a VTuber charity event coming up at the end of June. So if there happen to be any VTubers who are interested in streaming to raise funds for what I think is a good cause, which is bringing video games to hospitals so that children can play games while they're, you know, staying and getting their treatments. If there are any VTubers who happen to want to join us for that event, please slide into my DMs on Twitter at Jess Brohard.
Nice. Well, thank you, everybody. I've had a really, really great time talking to all of you, as always. It's been really great. Also, if you are listening to this podcast, make sure you come and join us on Discord. You can also find us on Twitter and Instagram as The Boss Level Pod. And make sure to rate, comment, and review the podcast if you're enjoying it. I'd really appreciate it.
We'd all really appreciate it. Yes. I'd love to see some feedback.
Thank you all very much. And also, if you have questions for people or people that you want to see or, I guess, hear on the podcast as guests, also feel free to let us know in Discord. It's a great place for you to come in and join the conversation. So thanks, everybody.
Thank you. Bye, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to the one and only Ryan Seacrest.
Love the connection to people. I think at the core, what I get excited about, what gets me up in the morning, is connecting with people in an unscripted, unvarnished way. It's getting to say something to them, hear back from them, know that I'm part of the routine. And I look forward to getting on the air. I look forward to it.
In these exciting times, we're looking to the math, the strategy and analytics, and the magic, the creative spark, more than ever. Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.